Good afternoon. I'm Erin McCrory with the KUAC Newsminer update. There was a fire at an apartment complex in Fairbanks yesterday. Posts by the City of Fairbanks Fire Department and the Fairbanks Firefighters Union say they responded after 3:30 Monday afternoon to reports of smoke from a second-floor unit in a building on Mary Ann Street. They say no one was in the apartment and that the fire was contained to the one unit and extinguished without any injuries, adding that it was 36 below at the time of the blaze. There's no information offered about the fire's cause, but it notes that extreme cold temperatures increase use of auxiliary heat sources and extension cords, which can result in fire, and caution residents to be careful and make sure smoke alarms are functioning. Two cross-country skiers who grew up in Fairbanks have completed the sport's toughest challenge. David Norris and Logan Hahnemann represented the United States in the six-race tour to ski in Europe this weekend. The pair, who skied together at Lathrop High School and went on to collegiate and international skiing, were the only two U.S. men to finish the tour, which wrapped up Sunday with a grueling climb to the top of an alpine ski area in Val di Fiemme, Italy. An intensive air and water search has failed to find a kayaker missing in the Sitka area. KCAW reports that the U.S. Coast Guard and Sitka Mountain Rescue have combed shoreline and islands of Sitka Sound looking for 36-year-old Cale Pastel, who was reported missing Sunday morning. Pastel departed in his kayak from the University of Alaska Southeast Sitka campus at 4:30 a.m., headed to Camp Coogan Bay, and was reported overdue shortly after 10 a.m. Pastel's kayak was spotted by a Coast Guard crew Sunday afternoon on Cannon Island after a Good Samaritan located the kayak overturned and towed it to shore. Sitka Mountain Rescue technical team leader Eric Mathis says the team searched by boat and helicopter throughout Sunday afternoon, but had to scale back efforts when the sun set. 20 to 40 volunteers were expected to join the search yesterday, and a Coast Guard cutter arrived from Ketchikan, adding support to Sitka Coast Guard crews searching by helicopter and boat. Fairbanks International Airport is trying to make it easier for drivers to wait for arriving passengers without clogging up the front of the terminal with their vehicles. Airport spokesperson Melissa Stepovich says a new parking area known as a cell phone lot is a place to park to await a call from an arriving passenger.
This is just a convenient location for people to not have to go through the parking procedure of going in and out of gates. They can sit and wait until the passenger is ready to be picked up.
Stepovich says the cell phone lot is not for commercial use and people can only park there for up to 30 minutes. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGroarty.